This is St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Greg Montanue. LouFest returns this weekend to Forest Park. The two-day national music festival includes headliners Arctic Monkeys and Outkast and will feature a few local bands. St. Louis Public Radio's Willis Ryder Arnold talked with festival founder Brian Cohen. Willis first asked him about the moment LouFest became an idea.
I was in Houston, and I thought, if I could do anything in the world right now, what would it be? Really, at that moment, the idea of a music festival came to me. Thinking about St. Louis as a city, it just seemed like a natural fit. I could visualize the entire thing at that moment.
And when you say visualize, do you mean you could actually picture what bands would be playing?
All of that, where the food would be, where the stages would be. I actually have drawings that I made on the plane back to St. Louis, mapping all of that. I mean, it changed as, you know, we did the work of the actual logistics. But yeah, that first moment, it was all clear.
And looking back on it, what was it like to be sitting on a plane kind of considering a giant undertaking like this?
It was clear that this would be one of my all-in moments. And I don't think, you know, people really have an opportunity to do that very often. I knew I would have to make available all of my financial resources, all of my, you know, spare time, whatever I had energy-wise, it would have to go into this. And that was exciting, and it was scary. I'm kind of comfortable in Vegas, I like to say. There's a particular mindset that you have to have and a comfort level with risk, and that's where I was at that point in my life.
The way that I understand it being new to the area is that it originated as a kind of like indie rock festival, something closer to Austin City Limits or Pitchfork. And here there's a pop-up of some more cross-genre music. So I'm curious if you can speak to that kind of development over time.
The goal was always to have a lineup that resonated with lots of different kinds of people. And now with 40 slots, we have much more opportunity to do that. But in terms of choosing bands and figuring out what will be a good fit, you use your gut a lot of the times. At the end of the day, I think you have to just trust that, you know, the decisions you make in terms of the bands that you reach out to, all of that's going to come together, you know, as a whole. You know, a lineup really doesn't exist as independent bands throughout the day. It's really a single kind of entity that plays from noon to 10 every day.
And I'm curious whether there was a theme that you imagined to this year or not.
I don't think there was a particular theme that was followed with the lineup this year. I think it was more looking at the bands that do well in St. Louis. You know, if you have a chance to get Outkast, you get them. Arctic Monkeys is a band that does very well in St. Louis, and that was an easy choice as well. But if there's a particular theme, I think it's just, you know, who's gonna deliver the experience from the stage. That's really the only thing that we look at.
What excites you about this year?
What excites me the most about this year is the growth. It's becoming closer to that initial vision of a major destination festival. That day in Houston, I didn't think about, you know, a small little indie festival. I thought about a large national draw for St. Louis. When Broken Social Scene took the stage in 2010, that's when I knew we really had something. You know, that whole first year, we were all very committed and we were all very confident in the idea, but we didn't know if it was actually going to fly. But when they started to play their headlining set that first year, it really felt like we had accomplished something.